Probably it's the part where in the secondary school, sometimes the teacher will divide us into smaller groups, and then he's gonna distribute all these mock papers for the oral exam, you know, for DSE paper, and then we're gonna have, you know, just like the real exam, we're gonna have like 10 minutes to prepare, and then like a couple of minutes for the group discussion, and then after that, the teacher will actually ask some of us to come out in front of the whole class and then do the discussion. And it's actually pretty intense because, you know, you do have a chance of getting picked by him, and that's why you probably, you know, won't get lazy. You'll actually have to, you know, work on the discussion topic seriously because you definitely don't want to get embarrassed when you know, get picked by him. So, and it's not like a normal lesson where the teacher will just give you a lecture and most of the students will just daydream or do other things, right? So, yeah, I guess it's pretty effective when, you know, the teacher does this to have all these kinds of, I guess you can say a mock exam or, you know, the exam that has to be done in front of the whole class. Yeah. And then the second question, yeah, probably. All right. My most memorable English reading experience, it's probably when I read the book Tuesdays with Morrie. It's actually quite a famous book. And I read this when I was in, I think, secondary four, right, like form four, maybe. And I really liked it because the character, you know, he's actually a real person, I think, Morrie, and he is telling all these different kinds of theories and insights that he has learned in real life to his what, protege. Yeah, I guess that's the right word, to his protege. And, you know, he's telling you all these things he's learned in about, you know, how to live your life, his different values, and even about marriage, all these kinds of topics. And to me, it's really inspiring because those are words of wisdom that you can apply to the rest of your life. So it's quite a valuable and memorable learning experience for me. So that's why I picked this book.
Why did you pick this book? Is this a book recommended by your teacher or?
Actually, not recommended by my teacher, but I just read it because, you know, first of all, I do read. It's ki I can I guess you can say it as my hobby. And second, it's because the book is quite, you know, quite a distinguished piece of work, and, you know, I guess you can call that a famous book. So, yeah, that's why I chose to read it at the first place. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite author?
Author, probably not, because, you know, whenever there's a book that has gotten positive reception, then I'll just give it a go. So I guess I don't have a particular favorite author. It's like whatever is good, and then I try to read it.
You like reading novels?
Reading novels, yeah, sometimes. I read a novel called, you know, Before I Go to Sleep, and then The Lost Symbol, written by Dan Brown. So yeah, I do read some novels. Yeah.